I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is Late Tea Time, the golf betting podcast that finds the best betting value closer to the first shot being struck than anyone else.
Always gamble responsibly. Visit BeGambleAware.org for more information.
Hello, Late Tea Time podders out there. Good to have you with me. I'm in a strange situation. I'm in our offices, the Sports Broadcasting Media offices. And I'm sorry I wasn't with you last week. I was busy, so I left it to DT to do his magic on his own. And let's bring him in. His little face is just at the bottom of my screen at the minute. So let's bring him up to the main screen so you can see his beautiful little face too. DT, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, thank you, mate. And we have two tournaments to look forward to today.
Yeah, we've got action in Spain, in Madrid, and in Las Vegas, both of which are at altitude or quite a long way above sea level, for sea level fans there.
And that usually means for the big hitters, they get a little bit more yardage, doesn't it?
Yeah, it just means the ball, that the air's thinner, the ball flies a bit further. So it's not just a random geographical point. It does help, I think, if you've played well on those courses, you kind of a bit more comfortable with just how the ball flies and the atmosphere.
I am going to let you decide, DT. Which one are we going to start with?
Let's go to Madrid.
To Madrid. And John Rahm is the favourite in Madrid, 12-5 for him to win the Open España. Tommy Fleetwood's there at 17-2. Adrianos is there at 18s. Eddie Pepperell, our mate from recent times, he's 28-1. He's starting to creep up the prices, isn't he, as he gets better as the season goes on. And Yannick Paul is in there at 33s, as is Min Woo Lee. The rest are bigger. DT, we always say on this podcast, because it's true, and we leave this to as late as possible on a Wednesday so you can soak up all of the various tidbits of information from the various courses and players. Has that led us anywhere in Spain, in Madrid?
Yeah, so they've interviewed the main Spanish protagonists, which obviously Rahm. Rahm, I mean, he's so short, isn't he? What is he, about 9-4?
I thought he was about 6'2".
Yeah, I mean, they played it twice on this course, and he's won once, and last time he finished 17th, so it's not an absolute given that he just turns up and swats them aside because he's John Rahm. But he's got the motivation of trying to match Seve. Seve won this tournament three times, he opened a Spania, and Rahm has won it twice already, so he's got that. But I mean, he had that same motivation last year.
Can I ask you a question about John Rahm?
You can, yes.
I mean, basically, you're the golf expert on here. I just turn up to press the buttons and ask you questions. But obviously, I have a more than passing interest in golf. I've not heard too much of John Rahm recently. Has he gone off the boil, or am I just been missing something?
Well, he was a runner-up at Wentworth, but kind of with a fast finish. Yeah, he's not been winning as much as you thought he might. When he won the US Open, you thought he might kick on and win an absolute bunch of events, but he's not really been doing that. I think a little bit overshadowed by Scottie Scheffler last season. Yeah, this is an obvious chance for, you know, the big fish in the smallest pool for Rahm. And he is good at this. When he comes back to Europe, he tends to dominate. But I can't. This is golf betting. You don't really be backing a favourite at 9-4, do you? That's sort of not what it's really about.
This is Late Tea Time, the golf betting podcast.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I am going to go for a different Spaniard and one who I'm very surprised at his price this week, Rafa Cabrera Bayo.
Okay.
Now, if you look on the price grid odds checker, I think you might find some 40-1.
Yeah, you can get him. There's kind of an array of prices. So you can get 8 places with Ladbrokes. You can get 5 places with various others. But the 40-1 price is 6 places with Unibet.
That's the one I've picked out. So he won it last year, and they interviewed him today, Wednesday, and he said that it was a bit of a surprise last year because he turned up, he's rather lost with his game. He didn't know where it was going, but then he remembered that the Seve quote that sometimes you win golf tournaments with heart, other times with skill. So. Okay. He's delighted to be back in Spain as a Spaniard. You know, he's saying it's the best food in the world and all these sort of things. So it does just move him up a notch if, say, this tournament was somewhere else.
He's not biased by any chance, is he?
Well, he actually says, I am biased, of course, but he actually says the proof is in the pudding, isn't it? Not the Spanish pudding, but the proof is in the metaphorical pudding, because how's he done on this course? He was second in 2019 when it was last played before last year, and first the time before that, even it was used about 10 years earlier in a different tournament. I think it was the Madrid Masters, he was 10th. So he's got this fantastic course record, loves playing in Spain. I mean, he's a four-time, I think, European Tour winner, DP World Tour winner. So the only thing you might think that's missing for him would be that he's got no current form at all. Yeah, he missed the cut in Scotland last week, but hey-ho, yeah, it was a bit windy. Not windy in Madrid this week. And he was ninth at Wentworth only last month, so it's hardly, you know, it's not so the good form was a long way away. So I think he's a definite bet. I mean, course form of 1 and 2 the last two times it's been played here. So he's pretty good to me. And the fact that he turned up last year with his game lost a little bit suggests, you know, if he'd been in brilliant form last year, you could have just said, well, he was in great form. But it's almost like there were other factors at play. All these other sort of people might dismiss them easily, but just that comfort of being at home, the food and the vibe that he's getting. So, yeah, I think he's a cracking each way bet at 40-1. Just hearing his interview today when he did admit that last year he just turned up, you know, with his game not so good.
So basically, ram some paella down his neck, have some tapas, and go out there and shoot low scores. I mean, even just to be ninth at Wentworth, you've got to be hitting the ball half decent, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. And Wentworth, unlike last week where it was on the links, Wentworth, you know, it is a tree-lined course, as is this week. So you tend to get Spaniards playing well in those conditions where they can sort of hit it down a chute and the sight lines are good. I also think he's worth a bet for first-round leader, Rafa Cabrera Bayo. Because if you look at his start, so the last time he played in America was the Wyndham Championship in August. He was 5th after day one. So that, you know, that was an excellent start. That was with a 65. And then in the Italian Open 2 starts ago, he finished down the field in that event, but he started great. He started with a 67 to sit 4th after day one. So as well as to win the thing, I think we should back him for first round leader as well, Rafa Cabrera Bayo.
I mean, Unibet and Betfred are the places to go. In fact, Unibet, six places on the first round leader market. 45 to 1, so you can actually get five better in terms of price on him to be the first round leader. 45 to 1, six places with Unibet for Rafa Cabrero Bello. Are we staying in Madrid for anything else, or are we going to fly across the Atlantic?
No, I mean, there's a couple of other... The Adrian Naus has been a popular bet with a lot of people this week, I've noticed. And he's done the DP World Tour player blog. So I was looking, okay. I went through that with a fine tooth comb, hoping there'd be some insights, but there was nothing there really apart from, well, there was nothing relevant. I could tell you why he's named his dog the way he has, if you want to know that.
Tell me.
He's called his dog Keimer, and he thought, oh, he's a big fan of Martin Keimer. No. It's Ras Al Khaimah, the place in the Middle East where he won his first event. So he said wherever he won that first event, he would name his dog after. So that could have gone wrong, couldn't it?
Well, surely because of Martin Khaimah, you'd call it Razzle rather than the Khaimah bit, wouldn't you?
Well, possibly. Yeah, maybe he likes Martin Khaimah as well. But yeah, that's his dog called Khaimah. If that's how you pronounce it, I presume you pronounce Ras Al Khaimah, Khaimah.
So when you're walking around and he's got his dog and he's walking around a golf course and he's shouting out Keimer, there's a bloke there that's playing, this kid keeps turning around. Martin Keimer keeps thinking he's going walkies.
Yeah. So not particularly helpful when trying to pick out a bet, but, yeah, he's around 16 to 1, popular. I suppose in a way he backs up Cabrera Bello because he's another one with brilliant course form. So it kind of shows that Spaniards who play well on this course keep doing so. He's come fourth and second at this venue. You know, there's justification for backing him, but he's 16s. Cabrera Bello is 40s, so I know which one I'd prefer.
This is Late Tea Time, the last word in golf betting with James Butler and Dave Tindall.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Well, yeah, Twitter feeds there at Late Tea Time Pod. If you want to tell us why any other sportsmen have named their dogs a particular way, then let us know on the at Late Tea Time Pod. Shall we go then across the Shriners Children's Open? Decent field in this one as well. I was looking at this a few moments ago. Patrick Cantlay heads the market. He's 7-1. Sanjay Im is in there at 12s. You've got Max Homa, 20s. Aaron Wise is in there at 22s. Tom Kim, 25, Taylor Montgomery, 33s, and the rest are 45 or bigger. Any beautiful little insights you can bring us for that one?
Well, again, I've been looking at the home players because we're in Las Vegas. It's quite a popular place for PGA Tour golfers to reside because of the sort of guaranteed all-around-the-year weather. So it's quite popular. I did see a feature on the PGA Tour about Taylor Montgomery. He's a new name to a lot of people, but he started life on the PGA Tour in brilliant fashion. He ended the Korn Ferry Tour last season with a run of 2-3-4-9 to comfortably win his card. So he started out on the main tour and finished third in the Fortinet Championship and ninth in Sanderson Farms last week. So he's like very, very informed guy. He's from Vegas. He went to UNLV, the university in Vegas. So he's kind of on the radar, but his price is pretty poor, to be honest. I was hoping for something better. I can see why he's not, because of all that good form. I think, did you say he was 30s? 33s, maybe?
33s, yeah.
Yeah, so it's a bit short. So in this interview that the PGA Tour have done, there's a quote from a guy called Harry Hall, and he was his teammate on that UNLV team, the Rebels. That's their college nickname. And Harry Hall's talking a bit about him. Now, I looked at the tee times. I noticed that they've been paired together.
Okay.
Montgomery and Harry Hall, also with Justin Sue, another youngster who I think he resides in Vegas as well. But Harry Hall and
before you give me that bit of information, tell me, you often see the pairings come out or the three balls come out at the start of a tournament, and you always get some nice little groupings. Are they done intentionally to put these people together, or is it just a random draw?
No, the organisers would have looked. So let's whack three UNLV guys or three Vegas residents guys together, so that they put them together. So you look at the prices. Taylor Montgomery, rightly so, he's one of the form players and he's 33. But Harry Hall, I think you can get 200-1 on him, or 175 maybe.
Let me have a look. I'll scroll right down and see if I can find him.
Yeah, it's quite a scroll.
Harry, where are you? Harry. I can't hold that for as long as it's going to take. Harry Hall will have to score away. Yeah, 200-1 best price. That's five places. You can get him 175s for six places with 888 Sports. 150-1 Skybet for eight places. Actually, that's probably the best one. Skybet, 150-1 eight places for Harry Hall to win the thing.
Okay, so he's got that local knowledge, obviously. He's a big prize because he's also played in the first two PGA Tour events and missed the cut in both. So it doesn't look as good. He shot second round 71s in both. So it wasn't a disaster by any means. But if you just wind back one more tournament to the Korn Ferry Tour Championship, he was third in that. So again, the good golf isn't that far removed from the current day. It was only a month ago he was finishing third in the Korn Ferry, and that's got some clearly excellent players going in it. But, and here's the kind of big driver, Harry Hall played in this event last year and finished eighth. So
which would have landed you 150-1 eight places with Skybet if that had been
there. So it's not like, well, he lives there, he might play well. He actually did play well in this last year, finishing eighth. Now, you presume he's kicked on a little bit since then. So that finishing eighth, he shot 66, 65, 68, 68. So he was right up there all along, Harry Hall. Probably at college, there wasn't a lot between these two guys, Taylor Montgomery and Harry Hall. They were on the same team. So I think playing together, they probably taken money off each other when they've had side bets. So maybe we could temper it a little bit and back him for something like top 20 or top 10 Harry Hall, if you're thinking maybe it's a bit ambitious to get the full words. Find me a price on top 20, Mr. Price Man.
Well, I'll ask you a question whilst I do that. Taylor Montgomery and Harry Hall, are they mid-20s then or somewhere in that region?
They'll be young lads, yeah.
You're supposed to answer longer than that.
It was a poor question, to be honest, wasn't it? Where did I go with that? Is it a yes or no?
Yeah, it wasn't a very open question, was it?
No.
Just let me find Harry Hall then in terms of... I'm going to look for top 20, Dave.
Yeah, I think I looked at top 10 earlier and I think he was 16 for a top 10.
Okay.
And maybe Taylor Montgomery was 7-2 for a top 10. But top 20?
Harry Hall for a top 20, best price of 15-2.
All right. Yeah, we'll have some of that.
Okay, so top 20, 15-2 for... I like his name as well, Harry Hall.
Harry Hall. Because it's Vegas, we can't not play him on the outrights as well. I mean, imagine if we just went, no, don't back him.
He's got the sort of name that should be a champion. We should be looking back in 60 years' time, or other people should be looking back in 60 years' time saying, Harry Hall.
Harry Hall. Yes. Surely he's played this course numerous times, but the fact that he's finished eighth last year, I think, suddenly makes that price spring out.
Comfortably landed you your top 20 last day. You'd have just crept into the top 10. 150-1, eight places, and top 20, 15-2. So worth a look, isn't it, with that Harry Hall.
Yeah.
Anything else for me, Mr. Tindall, this week?
Well, let's do that with Harry Hall in terms of that outright bet. But I don't want to let Taylor Montgomery go completely. I think he's too short for an outright bet. But go back to the first round leader market in that event. And I think you can find Taylor Montgomery at 50-1 with Unibet, six places.
Okay, right, let's have a look. Taylor Montgomery, I'm doing a lot. I'm working for my working for a living this time. Yeah, 50-1, six places with Unibet.
Yeah, that's worth a go, isn't it? That seems more palatable for, because I mean, that first day he's playing with his mates basically. Say he's paired with a big gun on the final round, Taylor Montgomery, he might feel it a bit, but first 2 days he can just go and freewheel. He's playing with his mates. Yeah, he's had some good starts on the Corn Ferry. He opened with a 63 at the Price Cutter Charity Championship. He's just been shooting some low scores. So if he can do that in a nice, relaxed, he's got an afternoon tea time on day one, just with his mates, just strolling around Las Vegas, happy as Larry, happy as Harry, Harry Hall.
And, happy as Harry Hall.
Yeah. So that's the way to play him, I think. 50 is just a bit more, isn't it? It's a bit more sort of bit more value.
Marvellous then. So four picks this week from DT. To summarise, the same first two are the same player. Rafa Cabrera-Bello, 40-1, six places for Unibet to win the Open de España. He's also 45-1, six places to be the first round leader there. Taylor Montgomery, 50-1 to be the first round leader with Unibet at six places. And Harry Hall, 150-1, eight places to win the thing. But if you're not going to be that confident, Skybet, top 20, 15-2. And you said you could also find top 10 around about sort of 15, 16-1 as well, didn't you, if you shop around. So Harry Hall, Taylor Montgomery are the pick stateside. DT, as always, thank you very much for bringing your little face onto my screen this week.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.
And we will see you again around about the same time next week for some more betting action.
Always gamble responsibly. Visit begambleaware.org for more information.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.